Welcome to Straight Outta Marvel. It's your host, Kevin 27, back with another fire episode. And today we have the Daredevil Season 1 Ultimate Review. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. We got a lot to talk about. There's some things I love about this show. It's a couple things I really dislike about it, but we are going to break it down. And I listed all the things and we're going to just run through it. So before we get into it, please make sure you like, comment, subscribe on this video. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give a 5-star rating there. And if you're listening on Spotify Podcasts, give a 5-star rating there. And please go over to YouTube and watch this video, because I believe the experience will be a little better if you watch it. So without further ado, let's get into the ultimate review of Daredevil Season 1. So the first thing that I loved about this, the opening scene, the opening scene is great. I think it's the best opening scene that Marvel has in probably, I would say a lot of Marvel movies and of all the television shows. Like, can you give me the opening scene from a television series that is better than this Matt Murdock scene, him being the hero, losing his eyesight, all of that? Come on, watch this real quick.
Maddie, get out of my way!
Get out of my way! Don't move. Help is coming.
Betty, don't move, okay? No, just don't move. Somebody get us some help! Betty, it's gonna be all right, just don't move. Don't move, okay?
Your boy, he pushed me out of the way. He saved my life.
Both parents.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
I can't see.
Like, seriously, I don't think it gets any better than this, you know, and what better way to capture me in than this scene right here? I mean, it's the greatest. And I can't really think of too many Marvel movie scenes outside of like Infinity War. The best, I would think Infinity War is the best opening scene for Marvel. No Way Home is another great opening scene from Marvel. You know what I mean? You know, as far as significance, feel, emotion, you know, I think No Way Home delivered that as well. What's another good one? But that's just what I could think off the top of my head. And Blade, obviously. Blade might be the best of all time too. Like, it's, I would think it's Blade and Infinity War, and this opening scene is right here with Daredevil as far as the movies go. But as far as TV shows, I don't think it's one better. Like Loki, soft opener. Moon Knight, soft open. Like, I don't, definitely not WandaVision. I thought Falcon and Winter Soldier had a great opening scene, you know, not as good as this one. So, I mean, I don't want to belabor the point, you know, Daredevil really killed it with this opening scene. Oh, and another thing, just real quick, it lets you know that Daredevil was a hero even before, you know, all, you know, he lost his sight and got his special powers and all of that. So the second thing I really like about Daredevil Season 1 is the intense drama. you got to give it to the writers of this show. I remember I did say in a previous episode, it wasn't anything but funny about Daredevil. It's some funny stuff in there. I'm not going to lie, but they really kept it as a drama. And I guess even in a drama, you have to have some funny moments just to break the tension. But it's a lot of tension when you're talking about Wilson Fisk. Is he going to kill someone? When you're talking about Daredevil, is he going to? And of course, you know he's not. But in the moment, you're like, could he reach his breaking point and commit murder? Like he was going, he was dealing with this devil and angel on his shoulder, the entire season about, should I kill Wilson Fisk? He wanted to. So, yeah, I think that it makes for really good television. And I think they really knocked this out the park, I really think the way that it was written with so much intense drama. And when I say intense drama, I mean Karen being in her apartment, and she thinking everything's smooth. And then someone comes in trying to kill her. Thinking about Ben, the reporter, the moment when he's in his, the moment where he's in his apartment and Fisk is there. And it's like, wow, is Fisk going to kill him? Maybe not. You never know what's going to happen. And then we know what happened, what Fisk did, straight strangled that man.
He went after my mother. That's not something that I can forgive.
I wrote a lot of stories in my years pushing ink. You know how many times people threatened me, get me to keep my mouth shut.
But that is my mother that you brought into this, Mr. Yurik. My mother. So I am not here to threaten you. I'm here to kill you.
And killed him in his own apartment. Like, it was a lot of intense moments like that. Even with Daredevil fighting the ninja dude, the one Asian dude, and the way that dude was slicing him up, and the way the nurse had to, really, he was on the brink of death when Foggy found him in his apartment. I mean, a lot of intense moments. When they say the budget was only, $50 million, or it was something crazy, like, it was very low. Yeah, you can see because they just used a lot of their resources with just the intensity of it all. I mean, come on. Wilson Fisk decapitated a man with a door. I mean, the intensity from this show was from episode one on. Even when Daredevil caught my man's, well, I ain't gonna say my man's, hold up. Oof. Even when Daredevil caught the man, I was just saying my man's, but even when Daredevil caught old boy, the one that I guess it was beating on his daughter, and Daredevil caught him and beat the shit out of him at the train tracks. Like, even that was an intense moment because it seemed like that was his first time where he went out to defend the city of Hell's Kitchen. And he really got into it, and maybe he didn't know that he would be able to pull out that W, but he did. And, intense moments like that. I just, The way they did it, they knocked it out the park. So number three, what I like is the instant friendship between Nelson, Murdoch, and Paige. I really like how they just came together. And I really think it's because Matt was Daredevil, or the man at the mat in the mask at this point, was why their friendship was able to, you know, because was able to blossom. Because yeah, they was friends, but I still think he still was kind of using her for information. And the man in the mask, aka Matt, ended up saving her life. You know what I mean? So even if he wasn't the man in the mask, she would have been dead anyways. So, I mean, come on. You look at it from that perspective and you think, okay, this relationship, because Foggy and Matt were already cool. They were roomies and they wanted to do this big old thing. And they wanted to do a B.I.G. like Notorious. And, you know, that was already set in stone. But the way that Paige just slid in there like an envelope on election night. Like, you know, she slid in that box like a vote. You know what I mean? Like, easily. So, yeah, she just blended with them very well, you know, and I think that was very nice to see. And the way they built the friendship up throughout seasons 1, 2, and 3, and they was able to, even in this one season, they went through ups, downs, they did that. And, you know, it was just, you know, great to see, you know, people making friendships in their latter years, but, you know, outside of college and all of this stuff. Because they could have just treated Paige like just a paying customer. You know what I mean? Like, and another thing, he knew that she was telling the truth. So that was another reason, just him being Daredevil. Like, he knew she was telling the truth, which is why he took the case anyways. Another lawyer might not have taken that case. They might have been under Wilson Fisk's thumb, okay? Yo, light up that exotic if you got it. Pour up that expensive so we can get offensive. So the fourth thing I really love about this series, and specifically season one, the Daredevil fight scenes. We all know about the famous scene, the hallway scene, right? We all know about the famous hallway scene. But they have a lot of great fights just in season one. We already mentioned it, you know, when he fought the Asian guy, the ninja. We could talk about Daredevil versus Wilson Fisk at the end, which was a good fight. We could talk about the first time Daredevil and Wilson Fisk fought. Yeah.
disappointing.
And Wilson Fisk, which it wasn't a fair fight because Wilson Fisk already a big ass dude. And Daredevil was at about 30% strength. You know, he definitely needed a Senzu Bean. Like, if we being real, he needed a Senzu Bean. He didn't get that. You know what I mean? So he was at a disadvantage already fighting Fist the first time. I mean, it's just clear as day. And then you got, I think he had another good, it was another good fight with the this guy in the alley. You know, so he had some really good fights. Like I said before, when he fought that the dad that was abusing the daughter on the train tracks. I mean, come on, man. Good fights all around. You got to respect the fights. And I think that's what set it apart. Daredevil also was is TVMA. So, you know, they didn't have to hold back. They had a lot of blood. It was a lot of times. There, Matt Murdock was walking out bloody as hell, just looking a freaking mess. Okay, so you know the stuff that Netflix did with Daredevil, I mean, it was just amazing, and the fight scene showed in that. The fifth thing I really enjoyed about Daredevil season one, Daredevil making friends with people of the underworld. Okay, so I really like his relationship with Claire. Obviously, Rosario Dawson, a hot mama. We already know that. She's one of the baddies, okay? I loved her in Sin City. She was super fire there. That's kind of the only thing I really remember her from, if I'm just being real, outside of Daredevil. But she's one of those ones, okay? And the... her relationship with him was pretty good from the beginning, you know, when she found him in the dumpster. And I really just love how she just, like, you got to think, this woman is a nurse, okay? She's patching up Daredevil for free. Like, she was doing it for free, like, whenever he was just beat up, battered, you know what I'm saying? Like beer battered chicken, she was right there to stitch him up, you know, and that was very good to see. Wonderful. You got to really enjoy that type of stuff. Okay. When you see it, you got to respect it. And I really respected Claire. Now, the other person that he ended up making friends with, Melvin Potter, was another one. He was introduced in the first season. And he was really good. So him and Daredevil actually got into a squabble. You know, they really squabbled up. And this was one of the fights that I forgot to mention, but this was a really good fight as well. And, you know, Daredevil and him actually became cool because he was crying over his girl, you know, about to get killed because I think she was a cop or something. And Daredevil, you know, I mean, you know, Wilson Fisk, he owned damn near half the city, a senator in his pocket and some more shit. He was about to, you know, squeeze her. But instead, this guy is making this, you know, these Teflon suits for Wilson Fisk. And Daredevil got that idea because he tried to stab him. That's when Daredevil tried to kill him. It didn't work out. So that's when Daredevil had the clever idea of saying, oh, well, let me track that guy down. And he ended up getting a hold of him. They get into fighting, boom, boom, boom. Daredevil obviously put the paws on him because he's just better than everyone. And that's when the guy started crying about his girl. And, you know, obviously that's when they arranged something. And I just like that Daredevil, he's not a bad guy. So he's able to, you know, make friends of the underworld per se. And that's that he, you know, Melvin is one of them. Now, he did kind of get good with the cop, the black guy. I don't know if you would consider him a part of the underworld because he's one of the clean ones. He's one of the clean cops. He wanted to get the dirty cops out of there. So I'm not sure if you consider him a part of the underworld. Now, I may be missing someone. I don't want to say the kid in the beginning. He's not a part of the underworld. That was cool with Claire. So I really think that was about as many people as he, you know, got cool with in the underworld. The number six thing that I really like about this show, Wilson Fisk. I mean, golly. Bro, Wilson Fisk in this first season, I mean, Vincent D'Onofrio, it's an acting masterclass. Every time he's on screen, I can feel the intimidation glowing, exuding. His aura is just leaking on to everyone else on the screen.
Get out.
Sir, if there's anything I can bring...
Get out!
And even the ones who are trying to be confident, they don't seem confident in front of Kingpin. You know, all of them. Like, he just... The only one who didn't seem, you know, afraid of him was Vanessa. And, I mean... Bro, Vanessa, she's an extension of Wilson Fisk. She's another, like, I honestly, we need to get on Twitter and really go hard on bringing that actress back, unless she just doesn't want to come back and play Vanessa, because they're supposed to bring a new actress in to play Vanessa. It has to be this woman. First of all, she's super bad. And this was 2015. So this is about damn near 10 years ago. But still, I'm pretty sure she still looked good. You know, people don't really age these days, man. You know, you've seen Sofia Vergara, man. She's still a baddie. So, yeah, I don't know. We need to get her back. But still, Wilson Fisk, like, every scene he's in, he just steals the scene. He just steals the scene. He steals the show. He's the scene stealer. And honestly, he might be better in Daredevil than Daredevil. It's just Matt Murdock, he's no slouch. So, you know, it's like you don't really look at it that way. But he might be better in Daredevil than Daredevil, if I'm just being real. The scenes where he's like getting like super paused, but when he gets up, he's making his breakfast and he getting dressed and he about to see what he's going to wear for the day. And, you know, he looks in the mirror and he sees that little kid that killed his dad. You know, that scene is amazing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's a jaw dropper because it was this TV or movie I watched called Blue Hill Avenue, and he said, "I'll never forget my first kill, and every time I kill someone, I always see that person's face that I killed the first person." So it just kind of reminded me of that because every time Wilson Fisk look at himself, he still sees that little kid that stood up for his mom getting beat the shit out of with a belt, excuse my language. And, you know, he just wasn't having that. And, you know, took the hammer to his dad's head, you know. So this scene is just amazing to me. And I don't know. I really enjoy it. And every scene he's in, he just exudes confidence. You know, he bleeds excellence on every part that he's in. Even when he's in the hospital with Vanessa after she gets, you know, poisoned, he's the man, bro. And so far, everything he's been in. Now, I was a little disappointed with Hawkeye. I don't think, bro, I'm telling you. And we should be able to take this, but it's just so hard to see villains lose and come back, you know, and I didn't really like how he lost to Kate Bishop of all people. Like him losing to Daredevil, I can see. Kate Bishop, not so much, because then it's just like, damn, bro, a lot of people could whoop you. You know, takes the shine off of the pig, I would say. So yeah, Wilson Fisk, man, is amazing in this series, and it's specifically season one. A lot of good one-liners, and I like his speeches. His speeches were great as well. That's why the upcoming Daredevil series, if he's going to be running for office, I cannot wait to see how he's going to get down, because the speeches that he gave in season one of Daredevil, amazing. Light up that exotic if you got it. Okay, the seventh thing I really love about this show, the runtime and episodes compared to Disney Plus. So, of course, this is hindsight, but, I mean, 13 one-hour episodes back in 2015 was normal to me. You know what I mean? This new stuff where even when we get 9 episodes or 8, 6, all that crap that we get from Disney Plus. Now, some of it I understand because they just want to tell a short story that they can't tell in movie form, and they want to tell it in a series form. I get that. I love it. Like Falcon and Winter Soldier, do you need 13 episodes of that? No. Daredevil, it's a show that's really needed to tell a lot about it, you know, and 13 one-hour episodes was very needed. Everyone was needed, you know, and I really enjoyed that. And I felt like all of them now, I did not watch Jessica Jones or Iron Fist, but Luke Cage, I felt like was the same thing, 13 one-hour episodes. So, yeah, I think that's cool. And I hope Daredevil Born Again follows the same format. Stretch some of that stuff out, man, and let it breathe. We don't need the damn 1 hour or 40 minutes, 30 seconds, because they be playing, bro. On Disney Plus, they play too much. Like Loki, they have an episode that's 50 minutes, 52 minutes, and then the next one will be 37. It's like, bro, come on, man. Tell a story where you can make it an hour. You know, and even if it's because, you know, when I watch Raising Kanan, they do this. Sometimes they'll have episodes that's 57 minutes or 52, but still in kind of that hour range. Don't give me a 50-minute episode and then give me a 37-minute. Come on, man. So that's one thing Disney Plus is slacking in, and that's another thing that Netflix just got right. And, I mean, they could have shortened some stuff, but they really had no choice. You know, they really had no choice, you know. The eighth thing I really loved, and it's just how I really did like how they kept going back to Matt's time as a kid, then they'll go back to Matt's time as an adult in college. You know, I like how they did that. It was really good. And, you know, I really enjoyed that, you know, especially seeing how he was with his dad, how his dad really cared for him. You know, I just enjoyed that. It was kind of sad to see because low-key did get his pops killed. Like, I get what he was saying when he said it, when he met Stick, you know, he got his pops killed, you know. But it is what it is, man. His pops did what he did. He knew what he was doing. He was a grown man. He made his own decisions. All right, let's move on. Some things that I hated or strongly disliked. It's not that many. Nelson versus Murdoch. I hate that. I don't want to say I hate the whole entire episode. I love the premise, but I'm sorry. I do not like to see two grown men crying to each other about each other. I don't want to see that. It just reeks of soft and femininity. Shout out to the ladies out there. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not crying to no man about our relationship. I'm never doing that. Like, we can have disagreements. We can even be passionate. We can yell. But crying? Nah, I'm not doing that. Now, I get it. Foggy had the right to be upset. Kind of feel like, not even kind of, you've been lying to me this entire time. You're walking around acting like you can't see. I mean, you can't see, but you can hear so well. You can use your instinct so well. Like, bro, you can go and fight crime. So you kind of like, you deceived me. I get Foggy for feeling like that. But bro, he was acting like a girlfriend. And I just don't like that. I didn't like that entire scene. And I mean, it was damn near the entire episode. The entire episode, Foggy was acting like a Karen and not Karen Page. He was acting like a Karen. And I didn't appreciate that. I didn't like it. Like, bro, I don't want to see two men crying together unless somebody died. You know, some like a football game has been lost. You know, like, I don't want to see two men crying about one another. It just, no, it's not masculine. Like, come on, man. Look at some of this stuff.
I got it. But you can see, right?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
No, no manner. How many fingers am I holding up?
One.
All these years, I actually felt sorry for you.
I didn't ask for that. I never asked for that.
Yeah, I didn't ask to be lied to. I thought we were friends.
We are.
You lied to me, Matt, since the day we met.
What did you expect me to say, Foggy? Hi, I'm Matt. I got some chemical splashed in my eyes when I was a kid that gave me heightened senses.
Well, maybe not lead with that.
I didn't even tell my dad after it happened.
But you told that nurse Claire.
Because I didn't have a choice. She found me in a dumpster, all right? Half dead. She didn't tell you?
She wouldn't say anything about all this. She seemed nice.
She is.
Did you blow up those buildings? Shoot those cops?
You really even need to ask that?
Yeah, I think I do.
It was Fisk. It was all Fisk.
He did this to you?
He and Nobu.
Nobu?
Yeah, I think he's some kind of ninja.
A ninja?
I think.
What are you doing, Matt? You're a lawyer. You're supposed to be helping people.
I am.
In a mask. Do you know what they call that? A vigilante. Someone who acts outside of the law.
Karen.
Foggy.
She deserves to know.
You can't tell her. Foggy, please.
Is this what you do? When we call, trying to get you to come out for drinks, trying to find you when bombs are going off, and we're worried.
Voicemail.
You just hit ignore?
No.
It's her again.
Please, Foggy.
Hey.
Hey, I tried calling Matt. Where are you guys?
We're at his place.
Is everything okay?
No. Matt was... I was in an accident.
Oh my God. What happened?
He was in a car accident.
Matt was driving?
No, he got hit.
Well, is he all right?
Look, I'm coming over.
No, stay at the office. We need you there. There's nothing you can do here.
Okay.
Foggy.
I got this, Karen. I'll call you if we need anything.
Thank you.
Screw you. I just lied to somebody that I care about. I want to know everything. And don't you...
Like, come on. It was not a good look. I don't care what anyone says. You know, it just wasn't a good look to me, personally. Second thing I hate... I can't really hate because it's character development. And it leaves you for anticipation for season two. I just didn't like how, you know, Daredevil didn't get his suit until the end of the series. And he only wears it for about 10 minutes. You know, it's kind of like, well, damn, man. Like, that's it. But other than that, it's not that much I really didn't like about the show. You know, Daredevil season one was great, phenomenal. Let's look and see what it has on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, bro, the series was like, the tomato meter is at a 99%, and with 5,000 plus ratings, the audience score is at 93%. Like, Daredevil season one is one of the GOATs. And if you don't agree, then you're in that 7%. And I'm not mad at that, but I may think you're a little slow. I may think you probably wrote the short bus. Shout out to the short bus riders. I work with one. She brags about it. I'm just saying. Shout out to the short bus shorties out there. You know, we on that expensive. We getting offensive. Don't be offended unless you want to get me suspended. I don't think I was supposed to rhyme like that, but still. So what do you guys, how do you guys feel about Daredevil season one? I think it's the best. Me personally, I think season one of Daredevil is the best in the series because I thought season two was really good, but it wasn't as good as the first one. And I thought season three was the weakest. Now, that's just from how I remember it. Now that I'm, you know, I'm taking notes and I'm doing my thing, you know, I may see it a little differently. Season three, I was actually watching on my phone. It's a little different as opposed to watching on TV, chilling in the bed, relaxing, you know, to the fullest. It's a little different, okay? I will admit that. But I do think season one is just the strongest. It was the introduction. I think what Matt Murdock was able to do as far as taking Wilson Fisk down, and I think what they were able to do, convey Wilson Fisk and portray Wilson Fisk as the monster that he is. I mean, he killed that old lady. He killed Ben. He killed that Russian dude, decapitated him. Like, bro, Wilson Fisk was bloodthirsty. It's crazy, you know, and Matt Nelson and Paige, it could have been Paige even then. She helped bring Wilson Fisk down in the first season as well. So, yeah, I just think that this was a great series, and it's going to be hard for Daredevil Born Again to top this, but they're trying to do it. And I still think it's the best Netflix series that Marvel has created. I know that it was a it was a different division in Marvel. You know, it wasn't Marvel Studios, but still it was Marvel. They showed a Marvel logo. I still think it's the best series that Marvel has created. And if I'm being real, I don't even think it's close. You know, the Loki first season was really good. Second season fell off hardcore. You know, it was still good, but it was nowhere near the first season to me. I felt like they just had to wrap it up too quick. So that was that. WandaVision was really good, but it's a limited series. Like everything, like Moon Knight is a close one. Moon Knight, but again, only 6 episodes. It's hard to compare with 13. You know what I mean? Like Daredevil just is really no comparison. You know, shout out A Boogie. It's no comparison. I just I don't know, man. So yeah, what y'all thinking, man? What is your favorite Marvel series? We got Luke Cage, The Punisher. Oh, yeah, The Punisher was a really good one, too. You know what I mean? The Punisher, I think, I'm going to keep it real. I think Daredevil and The Punisher is like, right, they are the best. And then Luke Cage, another one, like, you know, I just recently watched Luke Cage season one. I'm going to rewatch it again because I'm going to be, I mean, shit, you guys know, man, what we doing. Like, it's no more Marvel content coming out. So we just going to be doing, you know, some of this stuff that I haven't gotten to. I've been wanting to review all of these. I just haven't gotten to it because it was so much Marvel stuff coming out. But now that we on the downtime, we got a lot of downtime. So, yeah, I think Luke Cage was really good as well. So, yeah, I don't know. I think The Punisher and Daredevil, I think those are the GOATs. And if we just go in with seasons, I think season one of Daredevil, season one of The Punisher was good. I think season two is just a little better than season one. So I'll say season one of Daredevil, season two of The Punisher. I think people didn't like season two of Luke Cage. I'll say season two, Luke Cage. Give me Moon Knight. Give me Loki season one. I think that's my top five of Marvel series, just seasons. I think that might be my top five right there. I think I just said five. I said Loki, Moon Knight, Daredevil, Punisher, Luke Cage. Yeah, I think that's my top five. I think that's my top five right there. Yo, so other than that, that's it, man. That has been the ultimate Daredevil review. Hope you guys enjoyed this. What else should I add in for season two? What new wrinkles should I put in the episode? Let me know in the comment section. And let me know at Kevin27Word on Instagram, on Twitter, on X. Subscribe, like, turn on the notification bell on YouTube, and five star rate me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And shout out to all the Apple Podcasters. Shout out to all the Apple Podcast listeners. Y'all know y'all day ones over there, man. Y'all know y'all day ones, man. That's where, you know, the fan base is strong at. So shout out to Apple Podcasts, man. It shows Kevin 27. Believe until you make believers.